Good afternoon, and welcome to the National Pork Board's roundtable discussion of today's USDA Quarterly Hogs and Pigs Report. I'm Cindy Cunningham with the National Pork Board, and I'll be your moderator for today's call. Pork checkoff funds are being used to host this call with the sole purpose of educating and providing information to pork producers. The views expressed on this call are not necessarily those of the National Pork Board and do not in any way reflect marketing direction from the National Pork Board. With us today, we've got two distinguished ag economists, Bob Brown, independent commodity analyst of Edmond, Oklahoma, and Alton Kalo, chief economist with Steiner Consulting Group, Manchester, New Hampshire. Before we get with our panelists, however, I would like Steve Meyer, president of Paragon Economics, to recap the numbers from today's report. Steve?
Thank you, Cindy, and good afternoon, everyone. Hope you had a great holiday this week and interesting report out that we're going to discuss here today. Let's recap the numbers. All hogs and pigs report on U.S. farms on December 1, numbered by USDA at 65.94 million. That's down 0.7% from a year ago, and the pre-report estimate was for that number to be down 0.1%. Kept for breeding, 5.757 million head, down 1.1% from a year ago. Analysts had thought that number would be up 1%, so the largest deviation from pre-report expectations in the report is for the breeding herd, with that difference being 2.1%. Marketing herd, the market herd, 60.183 million head, down 0.6%, pretty closely in line with the down 0.2% that analysts thought going into the report. On the weight categories, under 50 pounds, 19.049 million head, down 1.3%. That's 1% lower than analysts had thought that number would be. 50 to 119 pounds, 16.669 million head, down 0.5%, quite close to the down 0.3% number from analysts before the report. The 120 to 179 pound category at 12.626 million head, down 0.1%, the same as what analysts had predicted. And the 180 and over category, 11.838 million head, down 0.3%, slightly lower than the analysts had predicted. Their prediction was for that number to be up 0.1%. On the productivity measures, sows farrowing, the September-November farrowings, 2.882 million head, down 0.2%, 0.6% lower than analysts had expected. December through February intentions, 2.825 million litters, up 1.3% from a year ago. Analysts had forecast that to be up 0.9%, so pretty much in line. March-May intentions, 2.855 million head, up 1.4% from a year ago, very close to analysts up 1.2% figure. The September-November pig crop, 29.298 million head, down 0.1%, and significantly lower again than analysts had predicted in the pre-report surveys. They thought that now the pig crop would be up 1.2%. And finally, September-November pig save per litter, or average litter size, 10.16 pigs per litter, virtually even with 1 year ago. And that's somewhat smaller than analysts had predicted, at up 0.8%. Cindy, those are the numbers.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate the recap of those numbers. We'll move to our ag economist now. First, we'll start with Bob Brown, again, independent commodity analyst from Edmond, Oklahoma. Bob?
Several revisions that I'd like to talk about. One of the reasons that analysts got really close to the DSFEB intentions number was because they revised last year's down about, I think, about 50,000 head from the previous report. So the numbers, even on the intentions number, even though they appeared that they got close to them, the only reason they got close to them is because downward revisions from a year ago. So it appears like the revisions got started even back a ways. The DSFEB pig crop was revised down 563,000 head, which impacted the March 1st inventory, which was revised down 149,000. Big revision in the March-May pig crop, down almost 1.1 million from the previous report. Had reported them at 30,111,000, which was the highest pig crop ever reported for any quarter in the U.S. And again, they drew that back down about 1.1 million to 29.026. That, of course, impacted the June report. The June inventory was revised down 1.5 million head from 66.6 million to 65,088. And all of us that were watching slaughter through the late summer and early fall understand now what was happening there. But curiously, the June-August pig crop was barely touched. I mean, they actually raised it 6,000 head, which is minuscule. Still, they revised down the September inventory number by 1,134,000 head, and that's, again, that's all the revisions that we have. So, Cindy?
Thanks, Bob. And now we'll move to Alton Kalo, Chief Economist with the Steiner Consulting Group in Manchester, New Hampshire. Alton?
Thanks, Cindy. Well, a couple of things that were interesting that, you know, we got out of this report. One, does it tell us anything about this PED virus that it's having a major impact on pork producers? And we think that it does. One way we look at this report is we kind of do a balance sheet, and a balance sheet basis all is that, you know, you start with the inventory on September 1, you figure in what the pig crop was for that quarter, you'll add in the imports that, or, you know, subtract the imports that come from Canada, and then that gives you a total supply for that quarter. You know how much went to the market. You know, we get the quarterly numbers, and we have the actual numbers for September, October, November. And then we also know what the ending inventory for the quarter is, which is, or the inventory is of December 1. And so that, you know, when you look at that, when you look at it that way, you come up with some sort of an implied loss number, you know, hogs that basically you can't account for. And, you know, we use a death loss ratio. In the past, our kind of rule of thumb is a 2.5% death loss ratio to the overall supply. When we look at it for this quarter, that ratio is at 4%. So, you know, we're thinking that the death loss number that this report implies is significantly higher than it's been in previous quarters. What does it tell us as far as to the actual numbers that were lost? And that's always it's a lot of speculation on that number. It's really hard to put a firm figure. But if you start with a total supply number of 98.764 million head, and then you use a loss, you know, that our rule of thumb ratio of 2.5%, and then you compare it to the actual 4% that this report implies, it looks like for the quarter, there were about 1.451 million pigs that didn't come that, you know, normally would have come to market. And I think that number is somewhat consistent with other estimates that are, you know, put out there that, you know, various models are suggesting as far as the impact of the disease. You look at the pigs per litter, Steve mentioned at 10.16 is only 0.1% higher than a year before. For several years, we've been running this pigs per litter number up about, you know, at a growth rate of about 2 percentage points. It's flat right now. And if anything, our thinking is that it's probably going to be flat for the next couple of quarters as well, given that the disease is only, it's only spreading. So that gives us a sense that this report at least is getting close to catching some, not all, but some of the impact from the disease. One last thing is that, you know, a number that looks odd to me, and Bob and Steve probably can comment about it, is this, you know, the breeding herd that got published at 5.757 million head. It's down 1.1% from, you know, from a year ago. You would think with lower feed costs, you know, the promise of good profits out front, and also just simply, again, running a balance sheet, it's very difficult to come up with that number. So it's somewhat puzzling, and it becomes even more puzzling when you have a sow herd, or a breeding herd of, you know, that's down 1.1%, and yet the survey tells us that the farrowing intentions for December, February are actually up 1.3% from the year before, and for March, May, they're up 1.4% from the previous year. So that's something that I guess it was puzzling, at least to me. So.
Yeah, Alton, to quantify that sow herd change a little bit, if you look at the change in the inventory, breeding inventory from SEP 1 to DEES 1, it was down 59,000 head between the September report and the December report. It hasn't had that type of decline since 1999. And so it's a very extraordinary change in the breeding herd, and again, as Alton said, very puzzling to us right now. So,
and that's and when you look at the sow, I mean, you look at the for the September November period, we've had the sow slaughter numbers down 7% from, you know, from the year before. I mean, if again, it shows a it's either, you know, somehow we're losing sows, and which is possible, or the retention rate is nowhere close to what you'd expect for, you know, for this time of market environment, and that's, I guess, that's the puzzling part.
Yeah, one thing I also wanted to mention, they did not revise the June-August pig crop at 30.210 million head, or 216. That's the highest single quarterly pig crop for any quarter ever recorded. And again, remember, the March-May report was that way too, and now they've kept it for the June-August. So, you know, either they're... And so we started off, okay, those hogs are to be slaughtered in the DEES-Feb period. And so we've started off with slaughter in December above a year ago, it looks like by, I don't know, actually quite a bit. I was looking here. It looks like change from a year ago, like we had about the 4 weeks in December were about 52,000 above the prior year. So anyway.
Yes, sir. If I understand you correctly, you're estimating that the number of hogs, piglets that may have died from this disease at 1.4 million, am I correct?
Yeah, and then that's a rough estimate just based on what this report seems to imply. I mean, that's kind of, so, yeah.
Now, Alton, that was for the quarter, right?
For the quarter, correct. Yeah, right. That was just for this quarter alone. We're not looking at from when the disease started back in... late April, May. I mean, since then, it's been a much larger number that, you know, that didn't come to market.
Toward the back of the report, USDA estimates pigs per litter by month. Starting in August, they had 10.38. In September, that dropped to 10.28. October dropped to 10.14. November was estimated at 10.04 versus 10.16 a year ago. It looks to me like the NAS guys are picking up some of that, those PED death losses, and that trend that I just suggested there is accelerating.
Yeah, we agree, John. We Steve mentioned that too as we were looking through the report, and also I went through and looked at all the revisions by month. For instance, the month of May of 2013, they revised the pig crop in the month of May 379,000 head. So, you know, there were some, something was going on, you know, pretty momentous, I would say, during that time period, and now they're picking it up, it looks like, and as you suggest, and as the fear is in the industry, especially those that use this product in meat products, is that it's accelerating, and so, you know, it really will throw, you know, 2014, a year that we thought with cheaper feed and everything that would be higher numbers, at least later in the year, that looks to be not necessarily the case now. So,